Okay, so by saying, as we ended off the show yesterday by commenting that we're just about to embark upon the amkus of this next sugya, something which is going to touch upon yesedas that are relevant for many, many aspects of Dini Mamonos and other areas of halacha. So we're going to begin with the following ha'ara. Yadua already, and it's not Yadua until now, we're in a lot of trouble. Yadua already, that there's a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, what Bitul Chametz is all about. And Rashi had to go bend over backwards to find a pasuk, a gzeres hakosu, tashbizu, ashpas melezu, yashpasa. And the mashpas of Rashi is that if not for this grandiose gzeres hakosu, if not for this chiddush haTorah, so then Bitul Chametz would be a non-entity in halacha. It is only because the Torah is mechadish to us tashbisu that Bitul Chametz gets off the ground. But this seems to be pretty clear in the Shittas Rambam as well. Unlike Tosfos, who said there's no grandiose gzeres hakosu for Bitul, there's no yafusa for Bitul, anyone who learned the ABCs of Dina Mamonos knows that it can be mafkir something. And anyone who knows the ABCs of Dina Mamonos knows when you mafkir something, it's not yours. And if you just simply connect the dots, if it's hefker, it's not yours. If it's not yours, then there's no by Rav Motzi because Chamash Olachayim is mutter. What bothered Rashi with that formulation of Tosfos? What is it about the model of hefker that is troubling Rashi? Why did Rashi seem to negate Tosfos' model? We know that Tosfos has agreed with Rashi, that's the question. What forced Tosfos to disagree with Rashi is straightforward, because Tosfos thought that the Shbisu means physical destruction. But what forced Rashi to disagree with Tosfos? What is it about Hefker that somehow doesn't do the trick? That somehow does not meet the criteria of Chomesh HaLacherim? That's the question we're going to have to pose right now. What is it about Chomesh HaHefker that although Tosfos was convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt, Chomesh HaLacherim is not a candidate for by Rabbi Matzei? For the fact that Rashi did not go down that route, it would appear that Rashi disagrees with that. Rashi's opinion is no, that Chometz Shalhefker somehow is not covered by the Gzeres HaKosu of Chometz Shalachayim. Why not? What is it? So truth to be told, not everybody even agrees to that assumption that we just made. Which great Achron have we quoted just in the last couple of days who is going to negate everything we're going to say from this point? We are working now with an assumption that Rashi denies the model of Chomesh HaHefker being mutter. Which Acharon did not accept it? Who remembers? Which great Acharon had the idea that even Rashi buys into the idea of Chomesh HaHefker being mutter? Who remembers? Think about Chomesh Yadua, Chomesh Eni Yadua. All at once. Go back to your notes. Not that far back. I've been learning for a couple of days. Okay, Yeshua, does that ring a bell? Nobody? Remember we said a couple of days ago that Bittul on Chometz Yadua, the Gemara says it works. The Gemara of Zion is the favorite sheikh can be Bavatul Chometz Yadua. We had a host of Torah. How can you be Vatal Chometz Yadua? Rashi seems to say, you can't be Vatal Chometz Yadua. So what do we explain? So we quoted Tzabach right now. Remember? Now remember? No? Remember what he said? We quoted from the Pnei Yeshua. Didn't we quote this? We quoted from the Pnei Yeshua that Tashbisu, Bittul of Tashbisu, only works on Chometz Yadua. But Bittul of Hefker, that works even on Chometz Yadua. So even Rashi agrees that there's a concept of Hefker being Mufka from by Ravai Motzei. So if that is true, then everything we're about to say from now on is not correct. So we're going to ignore what we said. It should be very easy because everyone seems to have forgotten it anyway. So just assume that you didn't remember anything that I just told you the last bit. So I'm going to go back to where you were 3 minutes ago. So the assumption is, from here on in for the rest of Shir is, that Rashi Shita is, that Chometz Shalhefker is subject to by Rabbi Motzei. That is not included in the Ptur of Shalcho Yatar Rabbi Rosh HaLachirim. And therefore Rashi was forced to come up with Exeris HaKosav of Bittul. And I really want to know why that's so. Why is it Maihai Manishtana Chomet Shal Hefker from Chomet Shal Hekdesh from Chomet Shal Goyim? Why is it that Rashi seems to hold that Chomet Shal Hefker is still subject to my Rabbi Mot? So there is a famous beer in the Ketzais. The Ketzais gets the ball rolling for us right now. Comes the Ketzais and says the answer to Rashi can be found in the famous formulation of the Rambam as to what Hefker is all about. We spoke about this Ketzais earlier on this year. The Ketzais begins with the following observation about Hilchos Hefker, that the Rambam quotes the name of Hefker in the wrong place. The Rambam, who is the world's greatest organizer of halacha, he took all of Teishi Bapeh from the Arba Kanfis Ha'aretz, scattered throughout Shas, Shas Bavli, Rishalmi, Teseftes, Bechutes, phrase, and organized it perfectly according to Sefer, the halachas, the parochium, down to the nitty-gritties. The Rambam had so many different places to put Hilchas Hefker. He could have put it into Hilchas Bechira, he could have put it into Hilchas Chir Matana. And the Rambam, for the strangest reasons, put Hilchas Hefker into where? Who knows? Where did the Rambam place Hilchas Hefker? What? I'm kidding, guys, louder. Say for a flawed Hilchas Nedarim. Perkvez Hilchas Nedarim. And the Rambam is already anticipating that you think that he's off in terms of where he's placing him. So the Rambam explains to you exactly why he did what he did. Says the Rambam, Hefker is like a neder. What does that mean? A person takes a neder and says that this meat should be prohibited to him. He's not allowed to back out. If he goes ahead and he's nayed with the meat, in a non-Yesedic way, namely, he eats the meat. So he's in violation of Layach HaDavari. Simply the Rambam says, if a person declares his property to be Hefker, and then he goes ahead and retracts from that, that's a violation of Layach HaDavari. He profaned his words. Now, truth to be told, obviously, if he chooses to be re-Zeiche from the Hefker, that's not called a Chil HaDavari. He is no worse than anybody else. But Chil Devarim Hefker would mean if he said it's Hefker and then he says, nah, I'm not going to treat it like Hefker. I want that Hefker to be bottled in the football. This is a violation of Le'achel Devarim. A very, very startling Rambam, very unclear where the Rambam got this from. But comes to Hilchos Ketzais and says, from the fact that the Rambam formulated Hefker in such a manner, what the equal of being chayzer hefkera is, what's preventing you from being chayzer from hefker, is an iser of nedar malach al devaray. Zeman nedosuk tzai says in tzais that there's nothing in the mominus that's preventing you from being chayzer in the bruchah. Now that's a startling statement. If I sell my car to somebody, what's preventing me from taking that car back is because hilchos dini mominus dictates that the car is not mine anymore. So the chayra, what's the equal of what's meneyah me from being chayzim hefkeri is the fact that it's not mine anymore. Once I'm after it, it's my rishus anymore. It's not my property anymore. So of course I can't be chayzim. So what does the Rambam have to give you a roundabout story based on religious, ethical, moral, layachal devara? Lulei parshas nedarim, it would be okay to be chayzim b'diburcha. Says the Ketzais, you see from here, that hefker is not a change in the dinamominus. Nothing transpired in the dinamominus. There was no change of acquisition. Nothing happened in Dini Mamanus, says the Ketzais. The equal of Chazara from Hefkercha is simply a parshas Le'achel Devari. Because you have to keep your word, you have to say the truth. Midvashek Yetircha, never tell a lie, right? Who tells you that? Quoting who? Who's that? We can sing Midvashek Yetircha. What? There you go, the marvelous Midas machine, okay? So if not for the marvelous Midas machine, you can be Chayz Mehef Kerecha. Because nothing really changed, nothing transpired in any moments. Says the Ketzais, he suspects that Rashi buys into this formulation of the Rambam. And that would explain to the Ketzais why Lefishit is Rashi, Chomet Shel Hefker is not called Chomet Shel Hefker. It wouldn't be excluded from Shochoyet HaRavta Rosh HaLacher. Acher means when it belongs to another entity. It's a Goy's Chomet. A chayre means it belongs to another entity. It's hektish yischonos. A behefker doesn't belong to anybody. You know, it belongs to me, myself, and I. Ich bin der Baal und Gebur im Behefker. And since I'm still the Baal und Behefker, I should be under my Rebbe Motze. The only reason why Bittu works is because of a quirk of Xeris HaKosov, of Tashbizu, but it is zero from the Hefke. Because Hefke proper is not a mafkia for the Yisrael Rabbi Motze, because Hefke is not a transfer of any ownership, there's no change in the Imamunus. Ad kan the Ketzais. Of course we can add to the Ketzais, and if this is correct, then of course it's not just Rashi subscribes to this, which other great Rishon buys into the same picture very much, the Shittasoi. Who is that? The Rambam. Because the Rambam also quotes the formulation of Beis, of Aleph, Lach Beis, that Bittul Chometz is derived from the Parsha of Tashbisa, implying that Hefke would not do the trick according to the Rambam, which is in sync with the Rambam's formulation, Hilchos Nedarim, that Hefke is not going to change the Rambam's. So this is the Yisayin, how you say this, for Inktzais. The Ketzais isn't finished. He's barely starting. Just warming up, says the Ketzais. Comes the Ketzais and says, this Yisrael, based on the Diyuk from Rambam, Hilchos Nedarim, is very problematic. Because it's contradicted by two Gemaras. We spoke about this earlier. I think back in Elul we spoke about this a little bit, right? Didn't we? Who remembers the two Gemaras that don't seem to bear out this idea? Those who don't remember back from Elul, maybe we didn't talk about it in Elul. Those who remember from previous years, those who don't remember from previous years, those who saw the Mount of Kindness, those who remember from different Gilgulim, those who don't remember. Anyone has anything intelligent to say, give me two Gemaras. Give me two Gemaras, give me one Gemara. I'll negotiate half a Gemara with you. Give me anything, give me Rekairis and Chazal against the Ketzais. No, let's hear it. What do you got for me? Which Gemara Shabbos? Oh, that's a Gemara Daf Yichas. So there's a machlekes of Tanai b'Shal b'Zilel. Did we talk about this earlier this year? B'Shvizas Kelim Raya? No? I don't remember. Okay. The Gemara Shabbos Daf Yichas calls machlekes of Tanai b'Shal b'Zilel. Can my kli do malacha for being Shabbos? I'm not allowed to do malacha. My Abikrani is not allowed to do malacha. My Behem is not allowed to do malacha. Can my kli do malacha? So I set up a trap on Friday afternoon. And I'm sitting here enjoying Shabbos. I'm sitting in Berkel Elyon. I got a good bowl of chulot down. I'm good to go. I'm about to take my 6-hour nap. And my trap is sitting out there in the forest catching an animal. Is there anything wrong with that? So Bishami says that's an Issa Deraisa. That's called Shvisas Kalim. And Bishami derives from the Pasuk such a thing as also. And Basil Salahoy is Varmio. There's no such thing. Within the view of Bishami, the Gemara says that what if you have a Kli that's doing Malacha? You are mafkir that kli. The kli is no longer yours in the Imamnus. You are mafkir it, whereas it's easy come, easy go. Then there's no violation of Shvisas Kalim. Why? It's not your kli. Comes the Ketzais and says, according to my Yisrael in the Rambam, that a Dabash al Hefker still belongs to me. How could the Gemara say that in Shabbos? The fact that I'm a mafkir, why is it any less my kli? That's kasha number one of the Ketzais. Kasha number two of the Ketzais is the Gemara that we definitely spoke about. It's also Gemara Masechet Shabbos, who remembers, in the context of Tzitzis, who remembers? We spoke about this back in the Zuzu days. This is the Chibis Adar. Yeah, what does it say there? Yeah, it's part of the Tzugi. What does the Gemara say at the very end? The Gemara says, if I have a talis, and I'm mafkid a talis, then there's no chiv to put Tzitzis on that talis. You know why? Because it's not cool. In order to be chayav in tzitzis min haTorah, the ksus has to belong to you. Who remembers? We spoke about the chlekes of Rishonim, but there's a parallel do by mezuzah. But everybody agrees that by tzitzis, there's no chiyuv to put on tzitzis min haTorah for sure not, unless the ksus belongs to you. So comes the Gemara says the favorish that if you mafkir your ksus, you mafkir your talis, There's no chiyuv to put tzitzis on it. Frech the Ketzais on himself. Abba Zohai, that a dover shell hefker is still yours. If Rashi and the Rambam are right, that it's still called yours in the Dinim Hominis. Nothing changed in the Dinim Hominis. So why is it that Mir bot a pramtzitzes, et sto yoksos, sto yomegen. These are the two glaring kashas, the two gaping holes in the Shittas HaRambam. So now the Tzitzis is in big trouble. Because again, we're learning Pesachim. We're trying to understand why Rashi and the Rambam veered off of Tzitzis' root. What was wrong with explaining Bittul based on Hefker? So the Hilgi Tzitzis HaChayisha Kizavt. Because Hefker won't do the trick. Because the Didi Mammonis is still yours. A Didi from Rambam to the Darim. A Befrektik Tzitzis against himself. No, it's not true. You see, cloak for these two Gemaras that it's not called yours. It's not called yours vis-a-vis Shittas Kalim. It's not called yours vis-a-vis Tzitzis. So it shouldn't be yours vis-a-vis Chometz. And Hadukush L'duchta. So why do you need Tashbis or Xerza Kosma Vidal? Take away that Hefker does the trick. So the Tzitzis hasn't accomplished anything. He thought he had a Gemara Kabir and Shittas Rashi. He dug up around Rechaz Nidar. But he then goes to disprove the Rambam Chaz Nedarim, and if the Rambam falls, then Rashi falls together. So the Rabbi said, everyone saw the Ktzais. The Ktzais does not stop. Ktzais is unbeatable. Says the Ktzais, I'm going to reformulate my Shita. Says the Ktzais, let me explain to you exactly what I mean when I say the Hefker belongs to you. Says the Ktzais, yes, it's true, Hefker belongs to you, but that is not a full statement. You have to understand what that means, the Hefker belongs to you. And the Ktzais makes reference to a famous Gemara in the seventh paragraph of a Kama, where the Gemara introduces us a principle of Shalai Vina Beshusa. Did we talk about this yet this year? Shalai Vina Beshusa? Not yet? No, we haven't touched on it yet this year? No, not at all? I don't remember. No? Okay. The what? Yeah, back in maybe in Kedusha days, back in Baba Kama days. It's the altar, you've been around for too long. Not for too long. Always good to have you. So Rabbi Sai, let's learn together the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama. And I stole your Marmar Kama. It's a good thing to steal since we're learning the Sukh of Gezel right now. Let's learn together Gemara in Baba Kama, in the sixth of the Marmar Kama, and see how this is going to become helpful for the Ktzais. Baba Kama says in the Chesed of Beis, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Gezel or the Siyai Shla Baila, Shneim in Yechal Lahakdis, Zezmin Sheshalai, Zezmin Sheshalai, Zezmin Sheshalai. Reuven steals something from Shimon, and Shimon has not yet given up hope. So nothing has happened to make this item belong to Reuben. Now sometimes, when somebody steals from Reuben, steals from Shimon, sometimes a process could happen that could transform this item to become 100% Reuben's. What are some examples of things, little Chazar from the Kama days? What are some things that could happen when Reuben steals something from Shimon that can make the item belong to Reuben at that point? Who remembers? What can Reuben do to this item that can make it become his? I mean, there's a shimmy on it. Right? So he stole wood and turned it into a table, so we passed in Shimikaina. Or, according to some opinions, if Shimon was Messiah from it, then it may become Reuben's. That's already more controversial. So there is a concept built into Duchas Gezela that sometimes the Gazlan can become the rightful owner of the object. Now that doesn't mean that the Gazlan gets off scot-free. What it means is the Gazlan gets to keep the item and he has to pay back the value of the Shasa Gezela. So the starting point for Gezela is you have to return the object itself. That's a Heshus Gezela. And the default position is if and when some kind of a kinyan occur, either Shino, Yio, Shia, Shinshin, whatever you think, whatever you have to learn from a Kama for decades, you come up with an idea as to what's going to be the Maisa Kinyan to make the Gazlan the owner of the item. So then he only has to pay cash and pay back the value for the Shasa Gezela. For those the ABCs of a Kama. But nothing that has happened yet. Absolutely nothing has occurred yet. It's a Gezlo to Siyash Rabbeinu. So who is the rightful owner of the object? And a Gezlo to Siyash Rabbeinu? Clearly the Nigzel, the original person. So is there any Havaminos that Reuven the Gazlan can be Makdashit? You gotta be crazy to think Reuven can be Makdashit. Because how can you be Makdashit if you don't own? So that's what Rabbi Yechanan, the first hit for Rabbi Yechanan said, that the Gazlan can't be Makdash what he stole. I don't even need Rabbi Yechanan for that. about it. If you don't know that, you're in big trouble. The chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is that not only can the gavla not be makdishir, the nigzel can be makdishir either. That's really a huge chiddush. Not even a reason to chiddush. What's wrong with that statement with Rabbi Yochanan? What's controversial about saying Rabbi Yochanan? Why can't the nigzel be makdishir? It still is. You just got finished telling me no kinyan happened. It was nishyish, garnished from garnished. So the property, the stolen goods, still belongs to the nigzel. If something belongs to me, favostir, why can't it be makdishir? So Rabbi Yochanan was the chadash minuvar. Rabbi Yochanan was the chadash, and he called a yisoy called eino b'shusoy. And here is the beginning of Eretz Yisrael. It's what's called shaloi v'eino b'shusoy. It belongs to the nigzel, all right? It's 100% the nigzel. But it's eino b'shusoy shaloi. And that din of eino b'shusoy is equal to being able to be makdishir. How do you know that? You must think something different from pesukim. That's what Rabbi Yochanan's contribution to the Zikr. Quote the healing of Alak Tzais and says, you see, for Rabbi Yochanan's din, you can have an item that's yours, do bist the bainam on it, aber what? Aber it's not b'shusay. And once something is shalom in a b'shusay, there are halachic ramifications to that. Comes the Ketzos and says, it's Nirul Alaymar, that's what Hefker is. When we say that I'm mafkir something, and it's still mine, that was the deal for the Rambam Hilchos Nedarim, the Ketzos now tones that down a little bit and says, yes, it's mine, yes, it belongs to you, but it's Eina B'shuscha. And whatever the rules and regulations that govern this new category of Dina Mamina, Shalom Yina B'shusay, now apply to the Rambam Hilchos Nedarim. Then comes the Ketzos with the punchline and says, if you want to know why you're not chayv and tzitzis on a beged shel hefker, if you want to know why there's no shitzis tailor on a kli shel hefker, the reason is as follows. Even though it's shaloi, but it's eina b'shusay, and eina b'shusay is a pegam in lochem. Whenever the halacha requires lochem, whenever the halacha requires bailus, Bailus meant full-fledged Bailus. And once there's a Pagam Kihuzeh in your Bailus, even though it's Shalcha, Avena B'shuscha, and I'm walking a tight rope as to what that means, to hopefully to be fine doing in a moment. This new category, this new fangled concept in the Momentus brought to you via Rabbi Yechim and Kama, something that's Shalai Avena B'shuscha does not meet the criteria to be called Ksuschot B'chayv and Zintus. Does not meet the criteria to be called your clean for the purpose of violating Jesus' Caleb. That is the breaker of the Ketzai Sechleshin. So Baruch Hashem, we could read a sigh of relief. The Rambam's right that Hefker, nothing really happened in the sense of Hefker is not a Hakanol Acherim. Hefker, do piss the violence on Hefker. There was not a Hakanol Acherim, it's not a Mechir, it's not a Matar, it's not even a Hekdish. Hefker is simply an Israel of Bal Yachir. But even though it wasn't Hakanol Yachirim, you lost the rights of calling it B'shuscha. And once this program in your B'shuscha, that's going to impact on mitzvahs that depend upon complete Bailus. And mitzvahs such as Shrisas Kalim, mitzvahs such as Tzitzis, that are the prerequisite is ownership. Ownership is defined in halacha, the full picture, the full complete control of shalei b'shusay. And once it falls short of being b'shusay, then the game's over. That's the reformulation of the Helik HaKetzos. We have a lot of work to do on this besides how this is going to help us back in chametz, but hang on to the chametz part. Assuming you're not learning Pesachim right now, I want you just to sit and digest this Ketzos. To close your eyes a little bit and think a little about this Ketzos. Where the Ketzos has taken us. Forget about Pesachim for a minute. Just learn the Sugya of Hefker. Just focus on the words of the Ketzos vis-a-vis Hefker. Where the Helik HaBalak Ketzos HaChayshim has taken us. He had a deal for the Rambam that Hefker is not a Hakanol HaChayrim from the fact that the Rambam needs Vayachel. He had two kashas with the Merz and Shabbos that sound like Hefker is a Hakanol HaChayrim. He revamped and found a model of something that's Shalevi and B'shusay. And he's plugging Hefker into that model. And he's saying, once something enters into that ma'ad of Shalom Yerim Shusai, now you understand what that halachic impacts on Hilchus Shvi'is Kehillah and Hilchus Tzitzis. Again, to the Chabad's part, hold on to. But just understand where the Ketzai Shus took us. No, but that's exactly what Hefker is giving them the right to do that. So Hefker, that's exactly what the parasha of Hefker is. It enables the person to go ahead and take it. Right now, calls him on that it's still mine. So you want to know, what does that mean? If at the end of the day, you can't be, I'd say, what's the difference? Hang in, we're going to get there. So basically, I don't even want to talk about chometz yet. I want to hang in chometz for a bit. Maybe an hour, maybe a week. I want just to think about this concise. I want you to sit and think about this concise. I quote you before Shoshana from the Kotzka, right? What did the Kotzka say? What do you do before Tkiah Shofar? You learn a concise. You want to get close to Rabbeinu Shalom. You want to appreciate Godless. Concise. Think about this concise 100 times over. I was reading in the Hakdama to the Sefer Trumas Hakri. Trumas Hakri was the Ketzais' brother, also known as the Kutz Las Vegas. So in the Hakdama to the Sefer, I don't remember whether this is a quote from him or from somebody else, I don't remember how it goes. But they were talking about the Hislavos of the brothers of the Ketzais and his brother, about how the Amkas of Torah, the depths of Torah, and then they just had to just Yafutza Ba'erecha Chutza. They had to just spread it. They couldn't stop. They couldn't stop with the spreading the Godless Amkas HaTorah. I don't remember who gave the marshal. It could be the Trumas Hakri himself. He gave a marshal about the Vadaima that the person is taken up to Shemayim and they see the Neir of the Oyel, the Elmas HaLiyayim. They're exposed to the Chokhmah, Hashem is Barach, to the highest, they see from Malachim, Mishrafim, Fanei HaKadosh. And then they're sent back to this world. What do you think they do? What do you think their life mission is in this world? They run around the entire world telling everybody, do you know what I just saw? Do you understand even what I just experienced? They can't hold back. It was so awe-inspiring. They can't be quiet. And they're not getting one over the head and listen, just listen to what I just saw. That was the life of the Ketzais and his brother. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them such a kinesis that almost al yayna. They had such amkas ha-tayra, such purity, such godless chokhmas ha-tayra, that both of them, they couldn't hold back. And they ran around Europe, ran at whoever wanted to listen to them. They started running somewhere. It was chidushim, things that people never. No one ever thought before the Ketzais of connecting all these dots. The Ketzais couldn't hold back. So what can I do? We have to share the words of the Ketzais with you. Rabbi say, how many assumptions is the Ketzais making? So the first assumption he's making is that new category of Shalovian and Bishuso, that in Chazal, we only have describing a Dovah Shel Gezela. That's the only application of Dovah Shel Levi and B'Shusai. The Ketzais extrapolated from that and drew an equation on that blackboard. We don't have yet. And the Ketzais said that just as Gezela Shel Levi and B'Shusai, so too Hefker Shel Levi and B'Shusai. That's premise number one for the Ketzais. Premise number two of the Ketzais is, once something is Eina B'Shuso, that detracts from it being able to be called Lachem. Those are the two premises we have to question before we even get to the Chometz story. So let's take premise number one. Is the Ketzais right in his equation? We know from Chazal, from Rabbi Yechanan, that's the Bechtes, I'm not questioning Shlomo Yehuda B'Shusay. The Heilig Amei Rabbi Yechanan sitting in Tiberia, overlooking the Kinneret, and is formulating this principle called Shlomo Yehuda B'Shusay. And he gave an example of Gezela. Kumta Balak Tzai, 1600 years later, sitting in a little shtetl in Europe, and said, well, if Gezeila is Shlo Avir B'Shusay, Hefka is also Shlo Avir B'Shusay. Really? Can somebody explain to me what the common denominator between those two things is? Ma'in Hefka to Gezeila. So how would you begin to rise to this challenge? How would you know whether the Ketzais' extension is correct? We say this a million times over. If you want to know whether you can extrapolate from A to B, what must you understand? What do you have to understand before you can extrapolate from A to B? You better understand, guys, you can't get to laugh, but Bill here. Hey, what is A all about? Why is A true? If you don't have a real good understanding of A, how could you possibly extrapolate to B? That's what Rashi writes in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. Bila Mishpatim Shetosim Lifneihem. So Rashi writes, Asher Talamdim Leksiv, Asher Tosim Lifneihem Kishuchan Oruch. Says Rashi that if you just teach somebody something, you just impart to them some facts, some information, it's very good if that particular case comes their way. They'll know what to do. But they will have no clue as to how to extrapolate to something else that's slightly different. So that's called Limud HaTorah. But that's not called Simas HaTorah. She tossed it with the Torah says, V'longdos b'nei so Sima b'fiha. So there's Limud HaTorah and the Simas HaTorah b'fiv. Sima lifneihem means that you understand the underlying principles behind something. And once you understand those principles, then you can extract, like you can dominate also the milso. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Dam Torah. When Chazal speak about all of Limud HaTorah being divided into three categories, there's Tosha Besav, there's Mishnah, and then there's Gemara. So what's the difference between Mishnah and Gemara? So the Rambam says that Mishnah are just principles. Just it. There's the din. Awesome, mutta, awesome, mutta, chaya, put the chaya, put the tummy, tada, fact. If this happens, this is the din. This happens, this is the din. I have no idea what the source for the din is. And if I don't understand what the source is, then I have absolutely no idea what the nature of the din is. If I don't understand the nature of the din, how in the world am I going to extrapolate to something that's slightly similar, slightly different? That's called simas HaTorah, kishuchan oruch. That means it has to be so clear, havinim tami hadavar, in order to understand whether A can extrapolate to B or not. So the Hilchos Ketzais looked at Rabbi Yochanan and he posed the question, why did Rabbi Yochanan say what he said? What is it about Gezeila that makes it in a B'shusay? And if you understand the underlying feature as to what makes it in a B'shusay, then you will know whether you can extrapolate to other types of potential in a B'shusay or not. So the whole Ketzais is Mahalach. It's all hinging upon what the Bir HaDavid Dasha B'Yechon is. So Yaduah Mefurus of the Elam HaYeshivas, that what Rabbi Yechon meant, whether, how do you know, what criteria do you use to determine whether something is Eid HaBashusay, is Yaduah Machlekes Balmon Rabban. Machlekes Balmon Rabban, the fourth Pech of Avakam. Shteit the Balmon, the seventh of Mamakamis, says the Balmon, the loya rina eno b'shusay v'davash eino mesarv halalit no'loy. If Reuven stole something from Shimon, so right now that item is eino b'shusay of Shimon. Shimon cannot be machdish it. Eino b'shusay. But Reuven gives Shimon a call and every Yom Kippur says, listen, I feel very bad. Do me a favor. On your way to Mincha today, come and pick up the item. It's sitting on my porch. Zot balamor, from that moment, the nigzul can be machdish it. If Reuven says, I'm not going to give it back to you, take me to court, sue me, come beat me up, it's in a b'shusay of the nigzal. But the minute that Reuven concedes, come and take it, it transforms to become b'shusay again, and the nigzal can be makdish. That's a din d'oraisa. That door of in a b'shusay depends upon the person's concerns. Zot the Rabban and the Mechamis, the Eitan and the Kainis. That distinction that the Balamor gave between whether the Nigzal was given permission to pick it up, Einai Klum Zokter Rabban. It's this garnished, meaningless distinction. Sha'ava Pisha Allah writes a little line, Einai Kodesh. Kevin should be terrorist gazelle that's like. Zakram that, that just the mere consent of the Gaza to return the item is not sufficient. Kozman Lamaisi hasn't returned it. Why? Kevin should be terrorist gazelle that's like. Because it's still called gazelle. What's going on? What's in the Kusma Khaizba Mulrabanu? Who's going to formulate for me? Who's going to tell me in a nutshell? What are they arguing about? Yes. Okay, so close, definitely close. Let's see if we can fine tune a little bit the Lancashire terms. Also close, we're putting together the pieces. Abby. Okay, so everyone's talking around the topic. We'll see if we can try to put it into a perspective. Okay, so let's take a look at this. Let's see if we can analyze this. Vos vein a b'shusay. In other words, we need a b'shusay. Clearly, the Balamor understood that in a b'shusay means you're not in control. You're not in the driver's seat, you're not calling the shots. So the Torah says that in order to be able to be makdish something, ishkiyakdish beis kaidish, you have to be totally in control of the item. The fact that in theory the item is registered under your name, but you're not, you can't even get to it because someone else is holding on to it against your will. That's the parashah of Ein HaBishusa. That's an Yechon Chizk and Yechon HaKdish. Ein HaBishusa, according to the Balamor, was a very practical, pragmatic approach to the sugya. Tachlis, can you get it or not? So that's what the Balamor said. Calls about the guy is not Chizk and Shuvah, I can't get it. The minute the guy gives me the call of Yom Kippur, I can pick it up and get it. I haven't gotten it yet, but I can get it in a minute from now. The Ramban says, no, that's not the factor, says the Ramban. Keishi b'tar is gezel, that's like. I don't want to give you a synonym for that phrase. For b'tar is gezel, who that's like. What's the phrase that we would use in our lingo? Shibish lingo, what? Kenyan gezela. Vosman Kenyan gezela. So Yadua, when Reuven steals something, something happens at that time. Reuven becomes obligated to pay that item, either to return the item itself if it's around, or if something happens, he has to reimburse the nigzel. Something very real happens at that time. Reuven, and many people misunderstand this, so please don't make this mistake, Reuven gets a Kenyan gezela on the item. Now, Kenyan Gezel does not mean it belongs to Reuven. It only fully belongs to Reuven down the pipe. If a shimmy happens, if a yush happens, there are certain processes that we mentioned before that could happen that will enable Reuven to keep the item itself and simply reimburse with cash. So I am not talking about that right now. I am not mixing up those two right now. Please don't make that mistake. What I mean is that even though Reuven has to return the item proper, he has a relationship with this item. This item is coming to him. Vis-a-vis what halacha? So first and foremost, zechir achray, zechir einsim. And even if this item gets hit by a bolt of lightning, Reuven still has to pay. That's what a kinyan gezel is. So the fact that the halacha is that a gazel is chayav b'chol dor, a gazel is chayav more than a shayim, more than a seichim, more than a shayim. There's no p'tur under the sun that exempts a gazel. That is all neveya from the kinyan gezela that occurs. Lest you think that chayves achrayas, that chayves hashava, that chal on the gazlan, is not called a kinyan. There's nothing to do with parsha kinyonim. I refer you to the Mishnah from Kama the Fine Test, where the Mishnah says, what if I go into your house and I drag your animal in your backyard, trying to steal it? Before I get outside, that animal struck by lightning. What's the din? Chayva potter. Anyone remember? Yes, take a good guess. You have a 50-50 chance of getting it right. Potter, if I pick it up, I'm chayav. Or if I dragged it outside your rishos, I'm chayav. But if I simply did a mashicha in your rishos, I'm potter. Why is that? Because mashicha is not cleaner. Rishos, kabayim. Just like if I wanted to buy your animal, I would have to either do hakabal on it, or boss kind of issues about it, or it'd have to be meishachit outside of your issues. Just as a kinyan mashicha vis-a-vis to be koinen item mertzaincha mitaitcha, there are dinim that govern mashicha. So too, there's a din that governs mashicha vis-a-vis kinyan gezeicha. So it's clear as day in the Kamada Fayantes that the engine that's driving the achrayas for Dazlan is the kinyan shabai. It's a kinyan gezeicha shabai. So we're talking the language of kinyanim. So at the moment of theft, a kinyan is chal on this item vis-a-vis the gazlan. Again, not that it's kind of a dover, not that he doesn't have to return it. No, I ain't saying it. But he's definitely attains a kinyan in this item that expressed itself first and foremost vis-a-vis a completed Torah chayis. The Ramban understood that kinyan that's chal in the item for the gazlan is what the engine that's driving the status of what? What two words emanate from that kinyan? Which two words emanate from that kinyan gezela? Enemishism. That's what creates enemishism. So unlike the Balamor who claimed that enemishuso is driven by some physical lack of control, the Ramban understood that the engine that's driving enemishuso is the halachic kinyan gezela. And therefore, unless that kinyan gezeila can be removed, can be revoked, can be cancelled, that item will remain the oilam void as ene b'shus ha'shol ha'nigzel. There is only one thing and one thing alone that can unravel a kinyan gezeila. What can undo a kinyan gezeila? Nothing short of what? Give me a pasuk. V'heishiv es ha'gezeila she'gozal. Until there is ha'shavas ha'gezeila, that item is in the state of kinyan gezeila, and as such, the corollary is remains in the b'shuso of the nigzal. That is the nukhlis of the Balamor and the Ramban. So both the Balamor and the Ramban can see that there's a concept of shalev in the b'shuso. So that's what the Eicharon. And the Balamor and the Ramban are fighting it out as to what is it about gezeila that got us to that point of shalev in the b'shuso. According to the Balamor, it's physical inaccessibility. According to the Ramban, it's halachic kinyan of kinyan gezeila. And afkamin ladina, when the gazans are willing to return it, it hasn't quite done it yet. According to the Balamor, that's called bishusai, and the nigzel can be makdashin. According to the Ramban, it's still falls short. No? Who wants to continue? So it would seem that the Ketzos' equation now, the Ketzos' breakthrough in our entire sugya of Hefker, where the Ketzos' whole theory is that a Dovah Shal Hefker is called an Enei B'shusa Shel Adam, let's analyze how that fits into this B'chlis Balamor Rabbah. According to the Balamor, whenever there is an eco of B'dova, whenever there is something that is holding your hands back, that is tying your hands, there is something, some force out there that's preventing you from using the item to your heart's desire. That is the engine driving in the Mishusai. Does it make a difference whether that force is some mean guy who's a gazlan? Or, and please, I guess, mechila from the hail of the Shulchan Aruch, but who else can be tying your hands? Who else is stopping you from using something? Shulchan Aruch. The halacha, Paskin Chumash. Please, the Rabbi Shalom should be Moichel. I have to say it just because it just adds to the drama. Who's the gazlan here? Who's the gazlan by Hefker? Lo Yachal Devarai, the Mitzvah Teira, Pashas Matas is the gazlan, the Rambam is the gazlan, the Kseis is the gazlan. They're holding me back. I would love to use my, I'd love to be Chais by Hefkeri. And they're going from up to up, nishna, so you can't do that. So what's the difference? Who's holding me back? If the nature of the din is a lack of complete control, my nafkamina, whether it's a physical lack of control or spiritual lack of control, at the end of the day, my hands are tied. What do you think that Eidu B'shuso is the Ramban's model of Eidu B'shuso? What do you think the engine that's driving Eidu B'shuso is the din in the imaminis? that kicks in, that the Gaazon has a kidney moment, that's the ego bedavar. What does it do with Hefker? What does it do with anything? Ain't it b'shuso has nothing to do with logic control. Proof positive, when it's in my control, I still can't be mapdishit. According to Sim Rabban, the ain't it b'shuso is created by a kidney gazela. What does that do with anything? How does that carry over to B? How does it carry over to Hefker? So it appears in the Vaposha that the Ktsais is Shtu Teira, that the Ktsais just stuck Hefker into the box together with Gezel. This makes perfect sense in the worldview of the Balamor, but doesn't seem to fit in the world of the Rabban. That's the Pasha Sadvar. It is very, very strange because stylistically, the Ktsais rarely left any stone unturned. If you think that the Ktsais didn't know about this machlokes, the Balamor and Ramban, you are fooling yourself. Because the Ktsais could repeat to you verbatim any Balamor and Ramban in the middle of his sleep. And yet, the Ktsais doesn't make mention of it, doesn't make reference to it, doesn't even acknowledge that his advice to the Torah depends upon the Balamor and Ramban. Could one suggest that the Ktsais thought that the Ramban concedes to the Balamor? What would that mean? Could the Ktsais, and again, we're guessing, we're going into the, in between the lines now, we're going into the mind, entering into the Mishama of the Hilik Balak Ktsais, that maybe what the Ktsais thought was that the Ramban is a brisket Torah. The Ramban held, there are two different ways to become Ein B'Shusa. It's not one at the expense of the other. They're both correct. It could be that they're Ramban held. Of course, the Balamor's basic din of Ein B'Shusa was correct. If it's not in your physical control, for Shteitzach, it's called Ein B'Shusa. That's a given. But whereas the Balamor thought that's all there is, there ain't no more. And once we get around that problem, then it can revert to becoming B'Shusa. And that's what the Balamor says. Once the Gaza gives the green light to pick it up, the game's over. Because the Balamor understood that there is no secondary Ein B'Shusa. Ein B'Shusa is only defined by control, lock, stop, and barrel. It's a natural Ramban to B'Shusa. The Ramban said no. The Balamor, you're right. 50% I'll agree to you. But says the Ramban, a kidney gazela can also affect an Ein B'Shusa. And therefore, just because the Gazlan gave you the green light to pick it up, that's enough to remove lack of physical control. But that's not mafakia, the kidding gazela. And as blank Ein B'Shusa, it remains Ein B'Shusa for the secondary reason of kidding gazela. So it's not that the Ramban argued with the Balamor's reason. The Ramban added to the Balamor's reason. The Balamor disagrees with the Ramban, but the Ramban doesn't disagree with Balamor. The Balamor held there's only one din of Ein B'Shusa, physical control, that's it. Once that's over, the game's over. And the Ramban says, you're right. The Eidish Lemon is another one as well. If that is how the Ktsais understood the Ramban, then we understand full well why the Ktsais wasn't even, it's a chais to even make reference to this machlokes, because for his purposes, there is no machlokes. Because if even the Ramban concedes that there's this first primary model of lack of control, so then the Ramban also concedes that if somebody's holding your hands back, whether it's somebody's the Gazlan or the Poskim of the Haroi, those are both valid examples of Ein B'Shusa. So it could be that that's what the Ktsais was thinking. You could play with that a little bit. Some of the later Achrayim and the better Shivas play with that idea a little bit. There are Rishayim who don't say that. There is a Ritva in the third paragraph of Matzia that doesn't say that. The Ritva holds that in Aveda is called B'Shusa Shalodo. And if I lost an item, I could still be makdish that item. Why? So Ritva says, that's not gezeilu. Gezeilu chod aved luchod. What's the difference between gezeilu and aved? You throw them again. If you hold that the Ramban and the Ritva by extension hold that there's only one factor to create an b'shusa, and that's called kinyan gezeilu, there's no such thing as a kinyan aved. When I lose something, there's no kinyan, nothing happens. It's just lost out in the field somewhere. So if you hold that the only fact that the great enemy Shusel is a kid in Gezela, then I understand the Mitzvah very well. The Mitzvah is going to be Mikvah Saramban, he was the Talmud from Ramban. And therefore, Aveda falls short of being an Abishusim. But if you're going to tell me that the Ramban concedes to the Balamar that there is a concept of physical lack of control, and that also shaft, it also creates an Abishusim, then the Chayr Aveda should also be called an Abishusim. So again, I'm not saying the Ktsais is Mechuyif to every Ritvon Babatsiya, but I'm saying that I'm not so sure that the Ktsais is Shtil Teira is Muskum Bein Labalmar Min Ramban. I don't know. I'll leave you to think about a little more of a Shabbos. But I'll call upon him, whatever the Ktsais thought about the Machlokes Balmon and Ramban, there's no question that the Ktsais is taking the stand that a Davar Shel Hefker is halachically equivalent to a Gezela, notwithstanding the lack of Kidin Gezela Shabbai, and it creates the status of Ein Bishusay. So far, so good. But now, the Ktsais goes the next step. Comes to us and says, once I've ascertained that a davar shel hefker shelo v'ein b'shuso, now I understand those gemaras in Shabbos, daf yud ches, and kufla ben aleph. Why? Because when something is shelo v'ein b'shuso, that's a pagam in my ownership to some extent. I didn't say it totally not mine. I didn't say I gave it to somebody else yet. That would not be called shelo v'ein b'shuso. That's called ein shelo. But the Ktsais is understanding that when something is in a shalai, when something is in a b'shusai, whenever the Torah superimposes a din of lachem on something, whenever you have to own something in halacha, lachem means 100% total and complete ownership, no exceptions, no excuses. And therefore, if for whatever reason, the item is called Eile B'Shusai, however you define Eile B'Shusai, whatever definition you want to use. If it meets the criteria of Eile B'Shusai, then that's not called Lachem. And that's the reason why there's no Shusas Kehli. And that's the reason why there's no Tzitzis. That's the second premise of the Tzitzis. So the first premise was, is this really called Eile B'Shusai? So we said, maybe, but more about it. But we're going to give into the Ktsais of that. His second premise is also controversial. He's assuming once something is in a b'shuso, then you can't have something called a b'shuso called lachem. Lachem has the imagery of complete and total lachem. Shalai u b'shuso lagamer hako mikoko. Now, that's a very, very controversial Ktsais, and we're probably going to have to wait till Sunday to analyze that Ktsais. But Rabbi said, wait a second. I don't understand the Ktsais, minei ube. Because if the Ktsais is right, and he is forced to concede that something that's in a b'shuso is not called lachem, then he has just been guilty of overkill. What do I mean by that? Once the Ktsais is forced by the Tukumat and Shabbos to say that a davash in a b'shuso does not meet the halachic criteria of a chaim in your day of being lachem, and that's why there's no tzitzis, and that's why there's no tzitzis kelim, what should be the next thing on the list? There should be no Bayer either. Abby's right, there should be no Bayer Rav Matzah either. Chomesh Shel Hefker should be moved to Bayer Rav Matzah. You yourself, the Halakha Ktsais, you just got finished telling me that Ein B'Shusai is enough to be Mafkia Din of Lachem. If you don't understand why, and it's going to be very controversial. But I trust you on this Ktsais. I'm holding on to you for this one. That something that's in a b'shuso is felt in lachem. If it's felt in lachem, if it's chaser, it's deficient in lachem vis-a-vis tzitzis and vis-a-vis shusas kalim, it should be chaser in lachem vis-a-vis by Rav Matzah also. And therefore, chomet shel hefker, you shouldn't be in violation by Rav Matzah on it. Rabbi say, is that true? No, because the Ktsais is trying to say pshat on which we shine. Why are we spending so much time in this place? What are we talking about Hefker for? What are we trying to accomplish? If I say, tell me quickly. We're trying to explain why Rashi what? We lost our train of thought. What are we trying to do, Rabbi say? Why doesn't Rashi say Tosis? What was wrong with Tosis' formulation of Chometz Shel Hefker being Shel Achelim? So the tzais started off by telling you, no, it's not called the chayrim, it's yours. Not true. According to you yourself, tzais, you yourself who was forced by Tugmaraz and Shabbos to reformulate that a Damashal Hefker is lacha, but it's not Mishuscha. But once it's in a Mishusa, that's called not lachem. What in the world is the difference between the Hagdar of lachem vis-a-vis Ksuscha, vis-a-vis Shvisas Kalem, and vis-a-vis Chometz? So the Tzais took us so far for an hour. We followed the Tzais' lead, and we just end up running into a brick wall. No? What's the Tzais' answer, Rabbi Isai? Who saw the Tzais? You gotta go back and read this Tzais. You have to spend Shabbos. What else are you gonna spend Shabbos afternoon? You gotta read this Tzais. Tchil via Tzais. Especially the boys are still in quarantine. They got mamash nothing to do all day on Shabbos. They sit and read this Tzais all day and all night. No. How did Tzais solve that problem? What? Oh. So it says the Tzais, it all boils down to suffering the following days. The Gemara says that you should really have never been over by Rabbi Matzai. You know why? Because Chometz is Eina B'Shusha Sholado. What does that mean? That's a loaded statement, what it means. I don't know what that means. But it means it's Eina B'Shusha Sholado. Notice, says the Tzai, Gemara didn't say Eina Shaloi, Gemara says Eina B'Shusha Sholado. What makes Eina B'Shusha Sholado? Assume because it's also Hanau. So the Tzai happens to believe what he elaborates on later on on Sibbat Tavav. The Dover also happens to be Shalav Yedem Shusa also. Says the Tzais, one should never have been over by Rabbi Matzai, except Kach Gazra Torah. The Torah says, Shnei Dvorm Eidem Shusa Shalado, Ve'asa the Koski Lehem Shusa. Therefore, says the Tzais, whenever Chometz belongs to you, but it's Eidem Shusa, there cannot be a Matia from by Rabbi Matzai. Shalai Vien Mishuso is a mafkiya of a chiv of ksuscha by tzitzis. Shalai Vien Mishuso is a mafkiya of a chiv of shvitzis kelim. But Shalai Vien Mishuso is not a mafkiya, is not a ma'atah from my Rabbi Matzai. Because that's the gzeres of kosm asana, koskin and mishuso. As I state, tzitzis. So Baruch Hashem, tzitzis, walked us through the entire sugya. He started off with his kasha. His kasha was, according to Rashi, what's wrong with Tzais's formulation? Every Tzais Rashi of the Quran, Hefka's not a Knoll Achir. Frekta Tzais, what do you mean it's not a Knoll Achir? So why you put them Tzitzis, why you put them Shis Kedem? Every Tzais, it's Shaloi Ve'en Abishusa. How is that Shaloi Ve'en Abishusa? Ayin Bal Mon Rambat. And as being Shaloi Ve'en Abishusa, Ve'en Abishusa is a Chisar in the Din of Lachem. So now he says, wait a second, it's a chesod and din of lachem, so it should be a chesod and din of lachem for chometz as well. No, that's different. Because shalom and b'shusha can never, ever, ever be touched. You can never invoke that imagery of shalom and b'shusha to party from my rabbi, because that's good for the chedesh ha'tayra, so I'm not chasking the b'shusha. Rabbi said, it's something fundamentally highly, highly controversial, it says in the Torah of Halach. The Tzai said that the din of Eina B'Shusa, when it applies, be by Gezela, be by Hefker, be Sir Hino, whatever you think something should love Eina B'Shusa. Eina B'Shusa is excluded from Min Lachem. But the one exception of Chometz, because that's Kigay Kazra HaTorah. For Aladini Atera, whenever the Torah superimposed the Din of Lachem, be it by Tzitzis, be it by Shvitzis Kalim, whenever the Torah requires a standard of ownership in Halacha, Shalai Bi'er Mishuzah fall short. Does that sound right to you, Rabbi Say? Is that correct? I could have equally easily said, Shalai Bi'er Mishuzah was not a Chisar in Lachem. Shalai Bi'er Mishuzah just means you can be Mahmishin. The only thing we know you can't do with Shalom Yom Shusa is Yev Shalom HaKdish. How did the Tzais know if you can't be Makdishin, that shows it's not called Lachem? Really? I'm not sure about that. Is that follow? So the real kernel of this Ktzais, the real essence, the heart and soul of this Ktzais, is not just his understanding of Hefker based on Rashi and the Rambam. That's one important kernel. Then you have another important piece of information, is a stand on the Balamor and the Rambam. Then you have another Mahalach, that Chometz is the exception to all the rules. But linked inside the Ktzais B'nai Bay is this unbelievable Chiddush, this humongous Chiddush, this mind-boggling Chiddush, that something that you wish yourself, is felt of Mochem, is that true or not? So Rabbi Sai, we're going to hopefully pick this up on Sunday, because the entire Ktzais is hinging on that piece of information being true. Does anyone have any idea who the Baal Plukta of this Ktzais is? Anyone have any idea who argues with this Ktzais? Who's the one who says, no, it's not true? Any Mishusa doesn't touch Lachem, the Chlal, and your entire Pshat is not correct. Anyone know who's the Baal Plukta of this Ktzais? None other than? The Nesibis is one of them. Anyone know who else? What? The Ktzais himself. The Ktzais, later on in Tavov, Lefidius Daiki is outright says what he writes here. But I don't want to take away the suspense. What do you have to think about over Shabbos? So just think about what we did over the last hour. We took the task, every line, every word, every hanocha, but it's Helik Malkitzah. Okay, I have a little Tiberius Iris, a little Chumash.